Hello and welcome back to this week's episode of the Fantasy Football Breakdown brought to you by Colts Corner. I'm your host, Ben Dixon, alongside Doug Sotuka. How you doing today, kid?
I am fired up for another week of the Fantasy Football Breakdown show. Let's do it.
All right, and as we'll always do on the show, we'll run through all things fantasy, including potential claims on the waiver wire, players you should start and sit, and other news around the fantasy world. Let's get right to it. Doug, we're going off the previous Tuesday at noon, ESPN PPR settings. Who's your first guy on the waiver wire?
My first guy off the waiver wire is quarterback Baker Mayfield of the Cleveland Browns. He's still available in 61.9% of leagues. He's been outstanding. He's going up against a banged-up Los Angeles Chargers defense, and I think he's going to have another solid week.
That's a good one there, Doug. I'm going to go with the guy we mentioned in past weeks, Mitch Trubisky, quarterback for the Bears. He's still available in 73.4% of leagues. He's averaging 19.4, and he's coming off a bye. So pick him up.
Yeah, my running back here is going to be Alfred Morris. He is on the San Francisco 49ers. He's available in 50.3% of leagues. Matt Breida appears to be out with a lower body injury, so Morris should be available and take a lot of the workload.
My running back this week, we're going to go with a guy you love, Doug, Mike Davis, running back for the Seahawks. He's available in 88.5% of leagues. He had 28.4 and 15.5 points respectively in the last 2 weeks. So he's been good. Pick him up.
Yeah, he's been an absolute tank. My wide receiver this week is Kiki Cutie, wide receiver on the Houston Texans. He had 17.3 last week. He is emerging as another weapon on that struggling Texans offense, but he's become a bright spot there. He's a rookie. He will keep going. He's available in 80.3% of leagues, so definitely pick him up.
All right, my next guy, we're going to go Robbie Anderson, wide receiver for the Jets. He had 29.3 last week. Great game for him, a couple touchdowns. He's still available in 58.1% of leagues, so look for him to get it going. Darnold will get the deep ball going. Anderson's big threat.
Yeah, there's not a great surplus of tight ends here available on the waiver wire. Our tight end this week is Austin Hooper of the Atlanta Falcons. He's available in 51% of the leagues. I spoke about him a couple shows ago. He's a consistent tight end player. Gets around 9 points per game. He had 16.7 last week, so look for him to continue his success.
All right, so that'll do it for this week's waiver wire ads. And if you notice, we've been mentioning the same guys once, in particular Kiki Cutie, who's been around for a couple weeks, and he's just been a monster in that Texans wide receiver core. So, I mean, still available in, over 80% of leagues, so how about you keep listening to the show? We'll give you the guys to add. Put them right in your starting
lineup.
It's
unbelievable, though.
You may win a matchup.
Yeah, it's unbelievable how their record really hasn't matched up with the production that their offensive threats have put out. DeAndre Hopkins, Fuller, and Cutie have been very solid, and Deshaun Watson. We've talked about him a lot on this show, but their record just hasn't added up to what you would think from their point production on the offensive side of the ball.
Yeah, it's true. And we're going to move on to the games now. This week, the Lions and the Saints have bye weeks. Tonight's game, 2-3 Eagles at the 1-4 Giants. Pretty much a must-win for both teams. Who you got, Doug, starting?
In this divisional game, I'm going to start Corey Clement, running back on the Eagles. He's a young guy out of Wisconsin. He will take over the lead running back role with Jay Ajayi out for the season. You hate to see that, but look for an increase in production for Corey Clement. Also, Wendell Smallwood could be a solid pickup. We're not really sure who's going to get the majority of the touches, but Corey Clement has been the number two guy, so I would stick with him this week.
That's a good one there, Doug. My sit, we're going to go Evan Ingram, tight end for the Giants. The rising star should be out again, despite reports he may play earlier in the week.
Yeah, he definitely should be out. So now we're going to move on to the Colts and the Jets. Two teams under 500, but the Jets with a huge win last week. Ben, who's your start?
We're going with Isaiah Coel, running back for the Jets. He had a monster game last week with 33.1 points. And the Colts are also allowing one rushing touchdown per game so far. So look for Crowell, who's a top five rusher in the league in terms of yards, to get going again this week.
Yeah, Crowell was a monster last week. My sit, Jack Doyle, tight end on the Colts. He's been battling a hip injury. He's not officially ruled out, but he is doubtful. And Eric Ebron has been a machine throughout the last few weeks. He was definitely on our waiver wire pickup a couple times a few weeks ago, but he's probably not there anymore after his huge production. So do not play Jack Doyle this week.
Yeah, Ebron has been great. Doyle, don't play him. We're going to move on to our next game. 2-2 Bucks at the 1-4 Falcons. It's starting to become desperation time for the Atlanta, buddy. Who are you starting?
My start, Jameis Winston, quarterback of the Bucks. He's ready to come back and be the old Jameis Winston. Atlanta has allowed the second most passing touchdowns in the league, and Winston will be eager to get back on the field and produce.
Yeah, can't disagree with that one. My sit this week, in this game, we're going to go Peyton Barber, running back for the Buccaneers. He's still owned in nearly half of the leagues. I dropped him, but he really hasn't produced at all.
The guy has been awful. I don't understand how he's still on your roster. Drop that loser. He stinks. We're going to move on to the Steelers and Bengals, a huge divisional game. 2-2-1 for the Steelers, 4-1 for the Bengals. It's really a must-win here for the Steelers to win the head-to-head the first game against the Bengals. So, Ben, who's your start?
Yeah, definitely a huge game. In this game, I'm going to start Andy Dalton, quarterback of the Bengals. Pittsburgh has allowed the most passing touchdowns in the league, and Dalton's also averaging a very solid 19 points per game so far. Doug, I know you might not love that one, but I'm thinking it's a pretty good start.
Yeah, it definitely makes sense if you look at the numbers. My sit, running back on the Cincinnati Bengals, Giovanni Bernard. He is not officially ruled out, but he's definitely doubtful, probably out this week. And Joe Mixon is back. So I would assume, even though Giovanni Bernard has been very good, he's not healthy. Joe Mixon is back, so he should get the majority of the touches. Now we're going to move over to the L.A. Chargers going to the Cleveland Browns. It's a solid game here. Should be good TV to watch. Ben, who's your start?
This one was tough for me, but instead of a real stardom here, we're going to be a sleeper and Antonio Callaway, wide receiver for the Browns. He's a fourth-round pick, first-round talent. He's a boomer bust type of guy, but the L.A. secondary has been very weak, and he's allowed the third-most passing touchdowns in the league. Doug, who are you sitting in this one?
Yeah, that's a great start. My sit, Austin Eckler, running back on the Chargers. He is the number two. We spoke about him last week. He is behind Melvin Gordon, who gets the majority of the touches. He's been good, but the Browns' run D has been sneaky good, only allowing less than one rush touchdown per game. So you're more likely to see Melvin Gordon get the touches, and if there is a running back that gets in the end zone, it probably will be Melvin Gordon. So we're going to move over to the Seahawks, traveling to the 1-4 Raiders. Ben, who is your start?
We're going to go with Chris Carson, running back of the Seahawks. He's a guy a lot of people give up on in the beginning of the year. Oakland has a bottom five rush defense with that Khalil Mack. And in the last two games he's played, Carson has 20.7 and 13.7. So he's been pretty good.
Yeah, definitely. And another sleeper running back, Mike Davis on Seattle. They're both getting putting up great production, both getting a lot of touches. So that's solid. My sit, Rashad Penny, running back on the Seahawks. We're going running back heavy here. Obviously, with Carson and Davis taking over, Penny should move way down on that depth chart. His production should almost become nothing. So definitely drop him and look for Carson and Davis.
All right, we're going to move on to the 3-1 Chicago Bears, traveling to Miami to take on the 3-2 Dolphins. Doug, you starting in this game?
I don't really love anyone in this game, but we spoke about this guy last week. Mitchell Trubisky, quarterback for the Bears, is coming off a bye, which is always good. You love to see teams coming off byes. They figure stuff out with that huge break. He should put up QB1 numbers, so he's a definite start this week.
My sit in this game, we're going to go Kenyon Drake, running back for the Dolphins. Did have a good game last week, but the Bears' defense with Khalil Mack, they're the top rushing defense in the league in terms of yards allowed, so I'd sit Drake this week.
Yeah, now we're going to move over to the Arizona Cardinals. They're 1-4, traveling to the 2-2-1 Vikings. Ben, who's your start?
We've said it the past few weeks, and I'm just going to say it again. It's a foolproof matchup. You got to start the Vikings' pass weapons with Stephon Diggs, Adam Thielen, and Kyle Rudolph. Arizona is not great, so expect those guys to feast again.
Yeah, my sit this week, we've said it over and over again. Everyone on the Cardinals, you should not play. I picked Larry Fitzgerald pretty high this year in my draft. It has not turned out well. They don't have anybody to throw him the football. David Johnson would be your guy if you had to start a Cardinals player. He's put up some pretty solid numbers, but against a tough Vikings defense, Fitzgerald and Chris Kirk should not be in your lineup.
All right, next game, we're going to go out to Washington. The Carolina Panthers traveling to take on the Redskins. Doug, who are you starting this week?
My start, Greg Olsen, tight end on the Panthers. Not a lot of people know or have even considered to put him in their lineup this week, but he is coming back from an injury, most likely. So don't forget about him. He's usually really solid, one of Cam Newton's safety blanket options, so he could be a definite start this week.
That's a good one there, Doug. A sit, we're going to go Jameson Crowder, wide receiver for the Redskins. He's still owned in nearly half of leagues, but he's only had one game with over 10 points.
Yeah, he's a big name with not a lot of production. We're going to move over to the Buffalo Bills. They're 2-3. They're traveling to the 2-3 Texans. Ben, who's your start?
I really like the Texans' D in this game. Favorable matchup against an inconsistent Bills offense with rookie QB Josh Allen. And obviously J.J. Watt will get the boys going again. I'm liking the Texans' D this week.
Yeah, my sit, a disappointing player this season, LeSean McCoy, the Bills running back. Obviously, with Josh Allen starting, they have not thrown the ball that effectively, which means they're trying to lean heavily on the run game. His high on the season is 12.8, which isn't great, but it was last week. Houston has only allowed one rushing touchdown so far. That shouldn't change anything at home. And if you were going to pick up a running back on the Bills, I'm liking Chris Ivory recently. I don't know why. He's a hard runner. And with LeSean McCoy somewhat banged up, just stay away from him.
All right, we're going to move on to the undefeated 5-0 Rams traveling to Denver to take on the Broncos after they just got pounded by the Jets. Doug, who's starting in this one?
Yeah, I'm saying it's going to be a bounce back here for the Broncos, but it could be a real good game. My start is the Rams' pass weapons, Kupp, Woods, and Cooks. They've been outstanding the last couple weeks, especially my boy Cooper Kupp. But Kupp and Cooks both went out with concussions last week, so make sure to look at the injury report. They've been electrifying, and so is their offense. Expect nothing to change against Denver.
Yeah, definitely keep an eye on Kupp and Cooks. Should play, but you never know with concussions. Sit this week, we're going to go Royce Freeman, running back for the Broncos. It's been so disappointing so far, and that really shouldn't change as he continues to split touches with Phillip Lindsay and Devontae Booker. It's a pretty tough Rams game.
Yeah, I agree. Our next game on the schedule will be the Jacksonville Jaguars traveling to the beautiful AT&T Stadium in Dallas to play the Cowboys. Ben, who's your start?
We're going to go with T.J. Yeldon here, running back of the Jaguars. Fournette is out yet again, and Yeldon was great last week with 26.2 points. He should definitely be in RB1, RB2 territory this week, so definitely start Yeldon.
Yeah, Fournette's been a huge disappointment. My sit, like we said, every Dallas player not named Zeke. We've said it in the past. We're going to say it again. Dallas is struggling on offense. They don't have the weapons except for Ezekiel Elliott, even though he wasn't great last week, but he should pick it up. He is their best offensive player, and the offense should run through him.
All right, we're going to move on to a matchup of 3-2 teams, the Baltimore Ravens traveling to Tennessee to take on the Titans. Doug, who's starting?
My start, Alex Collins, running back of the Ravens. I finally put him in my lineup this week. I've been holding out because, you know, I hate the Ravens, but he's been pretty solid. He's averaging 10.5 per league. Tennessee is in the bottom half of rush defense, so I think Alex Collins is definitely a solid start this week. Ben, who's your sit?
We're going to go John Brown, wide receiver for the Ravens. He's exceeded all expectations so far. Doug, he's a guy me and you kept an eye on in the beginning of the year. But he's also averaging 15.4, but Tennessee is a top five passing defense. It should be a tough matchup for Brown. I'm sitting him this week.
Yeah, and his point production went down last week as well. We're going to move over to probably the game of the week. The 5-0 Chiefs travel to the 3-2 Patriots on Sunday Night Football. Ben, who's your start?
We're going to go with Julian Edelman here, wide receiver of the Patriots. He's not one of my favorite players, but Kansas City has allowed the most passing yards in the league. And Edelman had a pretty solid 12.7 in his return last week, so expect that to go up as he gets into the ease of that offense.
Yeah, my sit this week, both defenses, expect this to be a shootout. Do not start any of them. And just sit back, take some popcorn, and enjoy the game of the week.
All right, we're going to move on to our last game of the week on Monday night. The 1-4 49ers led by C.J. Beathard traveling to Green Bay to take on Rodgers and the 2-2-1 Packers. Doug, you starting?
My start, wide receiver on the Packers, Devontae Adams. He had 28 points last week. San Fran is abysmal on defense. Their secondary banged up, especially with Richard Sherman not 100%, possibly not playing. So Devontae Adams, number one option there. He's a definite start. Ben, who's your sit?
My sit this week in this game, we're going to go with Marquise Goodwin, wide receiver for the Niners. High expectations coming into the year is that wide receiver one, but he hasn't had higher than 12 this year, and hamstring and quadricep injuries have limited him.
Yeah, you got to wait for him to get healthy if he ever does, and I think Beathard could get him the ball once he gets healthy. And that should lead to some more points. But right now, he's definite sit. I agree.
All right, so that'll do it for the games this week. Pretty good slate, Doug. Keep on listening to the show. Get our advice. Who should start? Who should sit? Win your matchups. And alongside our producer, Mike Garoppa, Douglas Otuka. I'm Ben Dixon. Thank you for joining us on the Fantasy Football Breakdown. Tune into the podcast later. We'll see you then.
Enjoy the week.